Shmaitza Shir. Sunday night, or the Yud Beis Kislev, what is it? Yes. Shmaitza Dalid. Perek Yud Gimel, we'll go over. We finished the whole Yud Gimel. We'll go over Yud Gimel. Wait, maybe I meant Yud Dalid. Yeah, I'm sorry, I meant Yud Dalid. Let's go over Yud Gimel. Soon we're going to go over everything. These are major Yesodos. These are, obviously we'll be passing on the Mesa Mechavela Varaya, and even in the Agam, we go Basumara Kama. Right. The Shach. What? Agam is a simta, my good friend. Agam is the equivalent of a simta. You see, it's good we learned it again. Agam is the equivalent of a simta. What? What do you want? What?
Should I try and get a hash or something?
Oh, okay. Okay, the Shach, there's a strange smog that is talking about a case where the lokeach says, okay, I came to pick up my payros, and the chenvani says, what are you talking about? I gave it to you already and you took it home, and they're fighting now over the money, right? So, you know, what do you mean, I'm not giving you the money if you don't give me the payros? He says, I gave you the payros yesterday. So the smag says that the chenvani gets it. Maybe there's a shvua there, but it'll only be midrabbonon, so we don't have to really take the shvua into cheshbon. The chenvani gets it. If they're both holding on to it, the chenvani gets it. It's like we look at it that since his lashon is the smag, since the dinar left the reshus of the lokeach already, so the chenvani gets it. Shach says, what? Why should the chenvani get the whole dinar? He's no more muchsuk than the lokeach. And if they're both holding on to it, so you wouldn't go bust a marakama, because shnehem muchsukim. Right? And even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, right, and even if it's in Rishus HaRabim, says the Shach, we don't say by money marakama. So therefore the Shach says, if it's shnehem adukim bo, certainly achlokim b'shvua, it's like shnehem adukim b'talis, and if it's in Rishus HaRabim, called olam gavar. So there's no reason why this should have any part of the regular case. So the Shmaitza says that we see that Chatzah Shel Shnehem, you don't go Bosom Marakama. Why Chatzah Shel Shnehem, what is he talking about? Wait a second. Because the Shach says by Chatzah Shel Shnehem, also you would not follow Marakama, you would consider Shnehem Uchzokim. So the Shmaitza says, "In a mashakos of a shach, the bechatzah shel shneim, lo yamrina nuka becheskas morakama." Right, they call shneim muchzokim boy. Who the shitosoi by the arema shel chitin? Right, that the shneim yoishim betzidos kilu shneim muchzokim boy. Okay. So the simta is like their chotzer shel shneim by shneim yoishim betzida. So the kumtach is the only time you would go bosom marakama is by rishus harabim, or by the simta when they're not standing next to it, when they're not yoishim betzida. What?
The simta in the mishnah, they're not sitting by it, so it's not chotzer shel shneim.
Right, the simta meaning the agam. Right. It says simta. Which mishnah says simta? The Gemara says in Ukimta, in the mishnah of Metzia, that it's talking about on the agam. Okay, right. Okay. Omnam lani yisaiti the Shach says, the Shmaitzah says, Sintas Chatzah Shel Shneihem, right? That's the Taisus there. Because you have Rishus to put your Chepetz there, then we saw Rav Shimon says it wouldn't be that way. Okay. Maybe you need Yeshim B'tzideho to knock out other people, but by Machal Bar B'chamor, we're definitely, the only argument is between these two people, there's no suffering about anybody else, so you wouldn't need Yeshim B'tzideho. Agam and Simta would be called Shneyam Uchzokim Bo. So why do you go Basim Arakama? Because even by Chazah Shal Shneyam you'd go Basim Arakama. Like, it doesn't about face, so to speak. Makes a U-turn, so to speak. And even by Chazah Shal Shneyam you'd go Basim Arakama. You know, I was thinking, like, it might have to do with the good old Shaila, if Arakama is a Chazokah Demeikara or a Cheskas Momen. It could have to do, in other words, this Shaila that the Shmaitzah holds, that even by Chazah Shal Shneyam you go Basim Arakama, that would makes more sense if you look at Arakama as a Cheskas Momen, as a type of Muchzuk. So Chazah Shal Shneyam is they're not Mamish Muchzukim Boy, right? It's a legal Muchzukim Boy, so maybe Arakama is stronger, but that makes more sense to me if Arakama is a type of muhsam. But if Arakama is just a chazaka de meikara, then I really hear the shachs much better that chazah shel shneihem is birshus shneihem. I'm like, why would you take it away from one of them to give it to the Arakama?
Why do we call it chazah shel shneihem?
What?
What's that called? Stake? What's the chazah? Why do we call it chazah? Machri fire v'chamo. Why is that called chazah shel shneihem? Machri fire v'chamo. Why no, is that called chazah shel shneihem?
It's in a simta. He brings down the way Tosfos describes the simta. He holds in Svara a simta would be like Chatzos Shel Shneihem. And that's the issue that we saw. Rav Shimon takes issue with that and says just because you have a rishus to leave your chafetzim there, and it, right, but that's it still wouldn't be called Shneihem Muchzokim. It wouldn't be called Muchzokim. It wouldn't be called Chatzos Shel Shneihem in the sense of Muchzokim Boy. Because it works the other way, right? It's not a you have rishus to put your chavetz there, but your chavetz being there is not a manifestation of bialus. It's a hishtamshus. You're allowed to use a simta for your own purposes, but it doesn't show any bialus. It doesn't show bialus. Okay. What? I'm trying to. What?
What's at stake? What's the main
thing? What's at stake? Not much. A dinar or two, you know.
No, I mean,
medium rare or well done. What do you know? What's at stake is what's called a muhsuk, and when do you go basu that muhsuk, and when do you go basu marakama? Major shilas. Now that we follow by a drara, or even not a drara, we amati mechabel of araya. So he's mamish. This is the kishkas of momenus. He's defining amati mechabel of araya. He's defining muksa. This is like a major shaila. Is chatzah shel shneihem called that they're both muksokim ba? That's like it's a major shaila. Why yes? Why not? Because they're not mamish holding on to it. On the other hand, it's certainly perceived as if it's Rishu Shneihem, so does Machlaika Shach and Shmaitzah. You don't know what that's totally in? If you put the focus of the Shaila on whether, not so, there's two ways of looking at the Shaila. You can look at it as a Shaila of whether it's called a Muchzuk, or you can look at it as its relative strength vis-a-vis Murakama. So you said, to me it's Mustavra, if it's a question of the strength vis-a-vis Murakama, and if Murakama is a type of Muchzuk, then I can hear more that just being the Chazah Shel Shneihem would not be stronger than Murakama. Then he has a discussion, the Efshar, yeah. Maybe if it's not a chatzar mishtamer, the simta, the reason you need to be sitting next to it is so that it should be called even a chatzar. It should be called your reshus. And it's even on this tzad. Maybe the requirement of oimid b'tzideh for the simta to be considered his chatzar is because then it's considered his chatzar. And if he's not there, then b'chol it's not. Not the way you said before, that it's just a way of shutting out all the other people that are included in the suffix. Then he says that if he mashik asabnu b'sefik tzaisachoshin, that tfisa mahani, even b'chatzar shena mishtam, if ain't oimid b'tzideh, so you can create a hamutz mechaber l'varaya situation with a chotzer, even if it's not, you know, optimum chotzer that would be kinder for you, a kinyan chotzer. Okay? That's very important. It's probably a classic case. If you have the chetetz in your rishus, but it's not in a chotzer on the there, and you're not oimid b'tzidah, whether you'll be called a mukhsar thanks to that. Given the mukhsuk loy tzorech kra, right? Okay, na filu ena mishtamer beno ame betzido I kol shoyim ena dove b'chatzera mukhsuk v'tofesu. Okay, hold on. The rest is cheshbonus in the sugya. Hold on. Okay, we can go now to Perek Yudalid. Again, Zikr Adin B'chatzar Shel Shneihem. Nira Lani Is Daiti D'gam B'zeh Mokmina B'cheskus Morah Kama. Right, that's the Shmaitzah holds. B'loy Amrina Kibin Amtofas B'kula B'muchsa B'kula Hashad. But now he's coming from another angle. B'loy Amrina Kibin Amtofas B'kula B'muchsa B'kula Hashem the brishus shneihem habalei kilu zemuksak bechetsi bechetsiyo. There's another angle. Bechlal, whether the fact that two people are muksakim in something in any way, whether that's megareya their muksakite. Right, muksak means I have it. Maybe. There's a very, very interesting ran in the Dorim, fifth perek. You would think shutfis is a very basic concept. I own something that's bailus. So two people can own something. Ma baya. The ran. Very, very big round, beginning, what did I say, in the Dorm, yeah, beginning of the fifth paragraph in the Dorm, huge rounds, and what comes out from that round, I mean, there's a lot of sheetless Rishayim, he brings on a lot of different Rishayim. He doesn't say it Peferish Mamish, but pretty much he does. That really, Shutzvis is inimical, what does that word mean? It's a contradiction. Is at odds, at loggerheads with Bailus. Iran, e demar lav demar, v demar lav demar. Bailus is by nature exclusive. And Shutzvis is really a very complicated concept. Because it doesn't make sense. Van doesn't say these words. I'm saying them. That's what comes out in the Iran. It really doesn't make sense that two people can own something. Because Bailus is exclusive. Idemar lav demar, videmar lav demar. That's the Lashon Hara. So then he describes Shutzvis as each one owns half and has a shibud to use the other half. Half is mine, half is yours, and we each have a shibud. Your half is meshuba to me to use when I want to use it. And there's a question of how do we use it on a practical level. How does that shibud translate? So, why did I think of this, Ron? Because the Shmais is really saying that if two people are holding on to something, so it's nobody's a muchzik. You can't have two people. The idea of muchzik is also exclusive. It's in my rishus and no one else's. It's mine, not yours. There he's talking about bialus. It's not an exact tushka. There he's talking about ownership. Here he's talking about a milder concept. But if I think here it's harder to say it. And he even says it here, that the very muchzakite of Bava Kamma, you know, Mandakovle came out of the Bayasya. Muchzak is not stam, it's in my pocket. I mean, it's nimtza by me. It is by me. It's in my rishus. It's under my domain. I control it. He suggests that really there should be no such thing as two people being muchzak. I'm tushdeling around in the Durim to show you that there's like a similar idea by Bailus, that the Ram says there's no such thing as two people owning something. It's a steerer to the idea of Bailus. The truth is, you could say by Eishas Ish, which is interesting, there's probably a Machlokas in Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. In other words, if a person's Makadish a woman, like, could someone else be Makadish or two? Obviously not, but the question is why. So, if I remember correctly, Ibn Yeshua says because she's already. By Mominus, you don't need any special psukim. If the one person owns something, the other person can't own something.
But a man can marry a woman and then marry another woman, so maybe you might think.
But look at
that. You might think it's different than Mominus because he's.
But she's the Chavetz HaNikna.
Right.
I mean, we don't talk about it, but. She's the Chavetz HaNikna. The question is, or do you need, the reason is that she's an Erva of Chorus and Kedushin is not Teufis in an Erva. She's a Raias, because she's Eishas Ish. So I believe that's what the Avdei Mulum says. And the question is, the Pnei Yeshua says, it's once someone owns it. Okay, there it's Zachar Zeh. It's not really a Tushnil. I'm just showing how Dak is. So Rav Abba explained the Shitas Avdei Mulum. The Taka of Pnei Yeshua is right. By Mominus, there's no. Once I own something, so someone else can't own it. It's already mine. So I believe he says, if I remember correctly, so there, Adarabba, there everyone, like Ishos is a two-way street. It's a two-way relationship. So everybody would form their own. Because you could have your Ishos with this lady, theoretically. And I would have my Ishos with her, and. You know, if I own the cup, so there's no more room for you to own the cup after me, because it's already owned by me. But by Ishus, what would happen is that I would have, like, my relationship with the cup, and then you would have your, with the woman, and you would have your relationship with the woman. It wouldn't even be a steerer. The other thing is it's used up. Maybe it's like you said with the man, like, there would be different. Would be different maslulim, so there's no stira. So that's why you need the din that she's an Eishas Ish. So that's why this kedushin is not taifus and an erva. She's an arayas of Eishas Ish.
Is there a halachic demeanor from bialus and shukus if we say each owns half and the other half mishubed, or each is a half?
You better believe it. If you learn the fifth parak in the Dorim, you'll see right away on that first amud, you'll see huge nafkamina. The Ran is conceptual, though. I mean, you know, you're not going to find your everyday halacha of Hilchas Shutfin in Chayshim Mishmet. There's Hilchas Shutfin. You know, you're not going to be able to push it to Baya from, you know, it's a subtlety. You know, most, 98% of Hilchas Shutfin, maybe probably 99%, is going to be the same either way, you can be sure. I'm just trying to be matim with a test for the word tam. To be matim with Shmaitzim. That it's a big achilles, but if you find the Ran says that no such thing as two people owning something. I mean, no such thing as two people owning something. Ownership is by definition exclusive. It's exclusive, me and not you. That's what happens. Muxik is really the same. It's by me and not you. It's a Myrishus. It's a Myrishus to the exclusion of others. I mean, that's also a chiddush. I mean, you don't know in terms of lomdus, you want to know that, you know, kinyan is its mine, exclusive of everyone else. It means that the exclusive of everyone else is not what we call grada. It's not grada like that, but it's part of the etzem chalois of violence. This is very anti-socialist, anti-communist. It's saying that taka, the idea, the Torah is very capitalist. And if the idea of ownership is taka a very selfish concept, it's me and not you. It's me and not you. No, but then a Jew has to give tzedakah. If you think about it, though, tzedakah is on a much higher level than the socialism, because it's saying take something that's taka out of your pocket. It's taka yours. It's taka yours. Give it to someone else. That's a much bigger nesina than to say we have communal property and share alike, and everybody works for everyone else, and there's no such thing as individual ownership. The communist, it definitely is anti-Torah. The Torah, and what? But it's Shelley. Now that's the Madrega of Tzedakah. That is something like a big Madrega, because the Torah puts great emphasis on individual ownership, Adirama, and then says, go give it to the army. It's like Mendel used to, the Kabbalah used to describe, there's a din, Tzadik Mishaloch V'tenlon, that when the Chenveni measures out, he's supposed to give a little extra. Like he measures out a pound, then give a little more. So he says, you wouldn't be Mekayim that din, it says, if you heap on a little more in the first place. You were supposed to measure it out. And now you're adding on to it. You're giving him from yours. Tzadik Mishaloch V'tenlo. So that's what you find. The Torah is very... And the Torah, of course, we know, is always the perfect system. So the perfect system is to be very capitalist and insist on private property, and there's a big yis of zela, and if I earn something, it's mamish mine, and no one else owns it, and mechi tesi, and then it makes chiyuvei tzedakah, and leket, shikha, peya, tzedakah, you know, all the manas ani and the manas kahuna, you have to give. Because ultimately, you're not the owner, Hashem is. Now, it's communism says, no ownership. The Torah says there's ownership, and you know, the other way is ownership and stone. You know, why should I give you?
Angry out.
You know, why should I give charity? You didn't own it, you didn't deserve it, you didn't earn it. Why should I give it to you? It's morally incorrect to give someone stock up. It's morally incorrect to give someone stock up. Unless it's like Kupus Air, where you're getting something out of it. I think that Kupus Air is really like Ayn Rand to be giving stock up. Like that, they should really have a picture of Ayn Rand putting money in the bushwax. Not of Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky's a tzaddik. He would give stock up without the big payoff. They should have a picture of Ayn Rand giving tzedakah and say, look, even she's giving to Kupus Ha'ir.
That's always a big question about Chinese auctions and things, though. Like if it's
I
really
talked tzedakah, about that, that nowadays, unfortunately, the
tzedakah's gotten mixed in with, like, when
not
I
mixed
out.
In, they make that, they push that in your face. It's very sad. So they'll say they're being practical. But really what they're doing is pushing the door into a lower madrega, because once one person does it, and then one organization does it, then the other organization copies it. And then everybody's doing it, and everybody says, come on, you gotta be practical. It's very bad. You're teaching me those roles. You're teaching the antithesis of tzedakah. Tzedakah, it's like funny. You can have communism where tzedakah's not, you see how perfect the Torah is. You can have communism with tzedakah is not really tzedakah because it's never yours to begin with. It says it's shared property. Then you can have Ayn Rand or Kupus Ha'ir that says don't give tzedakah unless there's something in it for you. Taka don't. It belongs to you. Because it does belong to you. The Torah is very insistent on personal property. But the real mitzvah Torah is like absolutely beautiful and perfect, and it's a game changer in terms of midos, because it says it's taka yours, and you earned it, and you worked for it, and it's mamish yours, and then whoever takes it from you is a ganav, and whoever uses it without your permission is a ganav, and there's even a sanctity almost to private ownership. Really, you see this hayochid, you see this muchsak and bailus. These things are very are taken very seriously. And then go give stock, like take it out of your pocket. I give my stock. I have a separate account. It right away goes into the stock account. But I've wondered sometimes if that's such a good thing, because like it's a different checkbook. So you know, I don't really. I did that my whole life. I started earning money. So it has its miles, obviously, and right away you don't have a nisoyon, and it doesn't. It's not mitztaber. It doesn't pile up, and you know, then it becomes impossible. And you have to start catching up. This, on the other hand, there is like an element where this is not my money. This is stucco money, and that's what people feel about Meiser B'chlal. It's worse when it's a different account. But I see the mentality. Halavai people should give Meiser. It's wonderful. But there is something missing from it. Now, can I use Meiser for that? So, on one hand, it's like a Mila. Like it's not even my money. It's like it's Hashem's money. It's Stucco money. It's not even mine. And I earned it. So I'm giving it away to Stucco. So, like, that's wonderful. But there is something missing. Like, you know, it's not... You're not giving your money. It's so well developed that it almost becomes counterproductive in terms of the divus lay. In terms of, you know, it's really Hashem's money. It's really not even my money. So of course, you know, you're doing that to the whole 10% because you earned it. So, but still, I always feel like. So you know, I try to give sucker. Make sure I get stuck from the other pocket also.
See, maybe it's like the chinvani. You should give you 10% and a little more.
Okay. Well, that's the attitude of stucker. That's the pshat of stucker. You see it in Chalvados, and you see it in many, 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 many sorrow. That it's not stam to be generous. But it's the realization that it's ultimately Hashem's. But that's very different than communism. See, communism says it's not yours. It's shared property, communal property. So you don't... Your mom is not giving stalker.
So what happens here?
I'm just...
No,
I'm just saying the idea that if two people are holding... Two people are muhsuk, they're not muksak at all. So you want to know what about if they're muksak and mamish? Right? So he's going to talk about that. What about muksak and mamish? You see that two people can be muksak. Okay, he's about to talk about that.
No, I mean, even in the Chassid Shoshneim, I don't quite get it. He says, in the Chassid Shoshneim, Kol she'enu tabus tukua, have it like kamo lo tabu tukua. Negative my example.
Because two people can't really be muksakim. I, when they're holding on to it, they can. So we'll get to there in a second.
Why when they're not muksakim, they can't? We'll
get to there in a second. Okay. Because conceptually, muksak is exclusive. Exclusive. I'm saying even shutzvis, the Ran says shutzvis is shutzvis doesn't make sense conceptually. That's what the Ran and the Durb says. Shutzvis is not, does not make sense. It is inimical to monetary, to the Torah monetary view. Money is mine, and mine not yours.
Now it's not for the whole world.
First of all, it's called Stephen. Second of all, feel like I say they're both true, but you tapped on a certain nakudas, so I want to go deeper and say the difference. By moment is it's mine, not yours, but that's not part of the definition. Like kedushin, the Taisa says in kedushin that beis and beis, like the definition of kedushin is that she set aside from other people and she's exclusively mine. But part of the halais is that she set aside from others for me. Mominus, it works the other way. It's mine and no one else's. It's not like set aside from other people's use. There's no reason why. There's nothing like. It's not set aside from others. It just happens to be mine, and that means no one else. Yeah. By kedushin, the concept is mufrash. That like you're on a pedestal. So you're mufrash from everyone else, and you're mezumen to me. It would be more like, be a tzushel, I don't want to confuse matters. It would be more like Yerusha, like, you know, the guy died. But no one else has any business. It goes to the sun. It doesn't become hefker. It's like mufrash from everyone else. You know, and it has an address. You know, it's like a postal. It has an address on the envelope, like where it belongs. But it's true. You have a tradition here. But it's true. Yeah. Can you get a more tradition? What?
No, that's what I was thinking of. That.
Now, but I want to show you. Kedusha, where's it going? Zroa, Moya, Nash, and Azikin. Come on. You make a good point. Taisa says, Momentus is not like that. That's why I said what I said. Taisa says, Kodeshus Li means set aside from other people and miyuchad to me. But by a talis, if you would be kind of a talis, by saying talis zeh b'kudesh li, it wouldn't work. The Gabi Isha, I'm saying to yourself, and you, I'm taking what you said as a kasha, and now I'm going to show you a tesis that superficially looks like a kasha on my side, but I'm saying, Adrabba, it's a right. What's the yisod? The yisod is that bailus, I'm again, according to the Ran and the Dharam, that bailus is b'cheftza exclusivity. The chetz of violence is mine, not yours. You say, wait a second, Taisa and Kedusha says, not like that. Taisa says, the law should have Mekudeshesli makes sense, because Mekudeshesli means mufresh from everyone else, and miyuchad to me. He says, Mashenkin, by moment is by a talis, if he would say, Kikerze or talizu Mekudeshli, ain't mirish a yoyal, it wouldn't help. Why? The Gabi Isha, the Medim is Yachedis Leos Lo, he Neseres Lakol. Abel Bekikor Vitalis Lo Shayach Lameimer Hochi. So, I think Adrama, instead of rejecting the comparison out of hand, Toysis. I think Toysis. Because Kinyan is not as. Kinyan is not as. I have this. It's like it's konui to me. So kinyan is like a superficial idea. But kiddushin, she is for me. It's chal in her that she's for me. It's chal in the person. It's not chal in the MP3 player that it belongs to me. Like this item belongs to me. It's not like it doesn't. I don't know.
Else?
I don't know naftalines. I don't like naftalines.
Why not?
Because Kenyan, I think Tyson means because Kenyan doesn't enter the kishkas of what the chafetz is. It like hovers above it. It doesn't. It's Mrs. Ruvain is different than Mrs. Shimon. My MP3 is not different than your MP3. It's the same MP3. It's just the mahus of the MP3 is not changed by my ownership. So it doesn't become us.
So
it's
Hefner.
What?
It was Hefner. And then you own it.
Yeah.
And then it would be easier.
Saying Bylos, you agree that color is not affected by Bylos? It is black. If I own it, it's black. If you own it, it's black. Color is not affected by violence. I think Toises is saying the mahus of what it is also not affected by violence. It's an MP3 and it records and it plays, and that's if it's owned by me, if it's owned by you. The mahus of the thing is not.
It doesn't define the item.
Doesn't define the item. By Kiddushin, it defines Mrs. Ruvain. I think that's what Toises is saying. So you could say, Hare at the Kudeshus Li, because you are mufresh from the other person, and miyuchat to me, because that is like who you are, what you are. Maybe. They're a hefsher. Well, you could say Tysus is not like the Rana Nadarim. I wondered about that many times. This is my present thinking. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick it up.